This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Peter Thiel, a co-founder of PayPal and one of the earliest investors in Facebook, privately agreed to help pay the expenses of Hulk Hogan's legal team in suing Gawker. A self-described libertarian, Thiel has a long history with Gawker, which published an article in 2007 outing him as gay. Thiel once described the Gawker-owned site ValleyWag as the Silicon Valley equivalent of Al-Qaeda. Commentators are marveling how difficult it is to neutralize Trump. With Trump as a Republican standard-bearer, the line separating the conservative mischief-makers and the party's more buttoned-up cadre of elected officials and aides has been obliterated. Fusing what had been two separate but symbiotic forces, Trump has begun a real-life political science experiment. What happens when a major party's nominee is more provocateur than politician? Speaking of wild candidates, Mary Lou Brunner, the East Texas woman who claimed President Obama was a drug addict gay prostitute in his youth, was defeated in a Republican primary runoff election, losing her bid to become one of the top education officials in Texas. She had also called the Boy Scouts a homosexual organization and claimed that school shootings across the country had begun after the school started teaching evolution. Donald Trump pulled ahead of Hillary Clinton in the Real Clear Politics average of the five most recent national polls, albeit by 0.2 points. With whites who are expected to make up 69 or 70% of the voters in November, she's lagging behind President Obama in terms of support. In 2012, Obama won 39% of the white vote, according to exit polls. The most recent polls give Clinton 33% of white votes. Senate gave unanimous consent to a bill that would establish a set of rights for victims of sexual abuse, including the right to have information on their forensic test and to have rape kits preserved. Voice the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about accident issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.